You're listening to SBS News.
In the parliament, his own party leader is seeking to suspend him from. Shoket Mosselmein stood firm.
Let me tell you, I have done nothing wrong. I have done nothing wrong. I have never jeopardised the welfare of our country and our people. I am under no illusion that this is a serious investigation. The first of its kind, precedents will be set and lives changed. Sadly, the political lynching has already commenced.
On Friday, Mr. Mosselmein's home and parliamentary office were raided as part of a joint Australian Federal Police and Australian Security Intelligence Organisation investigation. The investigation took place amid allegations the Labor Member of Parliament's office had been infiltrated by an agent from China. The 55-year-old was suspended by the Labor Party. He says he isn't a suspect in the investigation.
The investigation is into certain other people allegedly advancing the goals of a foreign government, namely the People's Republic of China. I'm not sure what those goals are.
The Upper House MP is adamant he's entitled to his pro-China views.
As you are aware, the Australian-Chinese community has been under sustained political, racial and physical abuse. They do not deserve the slander that they have received, and they certainly did not deserve the abuse and the violent physical attacks they have so far sustained.
Mr. Mosselmein broke his silence just hours after Chinese state media claimed Australia is engaging in an intensifying spying campaign against Beijing. China's Global Times newspaper has posted pictures it says are from an alleged 2018 spying operation, claiming that Australian agents were arrested. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is taking the issue seriously.
I wouldn't be relying on Chinese state media for your sources for questions. This is an issue that the federal government will not shy away from. It's very important to our integrity as a country and our security as a nation, and we take it very seriously.
The story marks a further escalation in tensions between the two countries. Clive Hamilton, Professor of Public Ethics at Charles Sturt University in Canberra, says he is concerned about China's response.
I think there's a real possibility that some Australians might be targeted, claim they're engaged in espionage, refuse consular access, and use that as a basis for a propaganda campaign as a way of hitting back against the action by ASIO and the AFP last Friday.
Mr. Mosselmein says he'll take a leave of absence from Parliament during the federal investigation. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.